You're listening to the Student Union Elections 2026 on University Radio Nottingham. Your vote, your union, your voice. This candidate has applied for Vice President Education.
Hello, who are you and what role are you applying to?
Hello, I'm Elma. I'm running for the Education Officer.
I see. And what inspired you to run for this job?
I've seen how much small policies changes affect students' daily lives. I want to use this role to turn student concerns into real improvements.
And I understand you are already in the position of, education?
Yes, yeah? I've been the education officer for 1 year.
I see, and how have you found that?
It's amazing, and we can often help students, and if we see students are happy, we will be happy.
Very good. A few more fun questions, just to break it up. If you were a type of biscuit, what type of biscuit would you be?
I think maybe the dark chocolate, because it's very simple, steady, but strong.
I see. The dark chocolate biscuit?
Dark chocolate flavour biscuit.
Okay, I understand. I understand. Okay. Do you like music, Alma?
Yes, I like.
Okay. If you were trapped on a desert island, Alma, what three music discs would you bring with you?
Actually, can I take only one?
Yeah, if you want. If you got one in mind, absolutely.
Okay. I will tell you We Don't Talk Anymore, because recently I really love this song and I'm learning to sing it.
Who's it by? I'm not sure.
I'm
That's
so
all right.
Sorry.
So just one.
Yeah,
just one song.
We Don't Talk Anymore.
What about an album?
Baby.
Who's that by?
Justin Bieber.
Oh, okay. Sorry, I'm not well versed in this type of music.
That's all right.
If you could bring one book to this desert island, what book would it be?
English Dictionary.
Okay. It's a practical. Very practical.
Yeah.
And what luxury item would you bring with you so you don't have to use it to survive? What's one thing you can't live without? But it can't be your phone.
Oh, I will take Chanel bag with me, the white one.
Okay. What are you going to put in it? Coconuts? Sand? You're on the island.
Okay, fine. Then I won't tell it. I won't take it. I will take the LV carry-all because it's much bigger and I can take more things.
Okay, I like that. Okay. What or who has been your biggest influence in life so far?
Yeah, so I think it's myself. I always try to have some self-growth and be stronger and be helpful, kindness, to be more kind. And so try to make myself more outstanding.
Okay. Do you have any kind of figure or celebrity or person that you look up to in life or that has been an inspiration to you?
I usually watch some videos about the successful businessman interview.
Successful businessman interviews?
Yeah.
Any in particular?
Yeah, but they are from China.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I see. What is a particular moment of pride that you've experienced recently? If any, you know, or a particular moment of enjoyment?
Yes. So sometimes students feel anxious and they come to me to talk to me one-on-one, and after talking they feel so much more relaxed and they feel their problem was solved, so I will be so happy and enjoyable.
Very nice. Which celebrity would you want to read the audiobook of your autobiography?
Bill Gates, How to Be Rich.
How to Be Rich, I understand. Okay. If you could, do you know much about history, Alma?
Not too much. I'm not good at history, but
no, that's okay. Just people in history. Well, I was just going to ask if you could be at a dinner table with three figures from history, or alive now, dead or alive, three celebrities, three figures. Who would they be?
Marie Queen.
Oh yeah. Okay.
Obama
and.
I don't know.
If you could only watch one film for the rest of your life, what film would it be?
Me Before You.
Okay. this is a good take.
Yeah.
And finally, just to end this interview on a slightly more, not serious note, but we'll get a bit more into your role as educational. So what would you do with your second year of being in this position? Should you stay in this position? What would you do with your year?
Oh yeah, this year I will focus on student experience and academic integrity boundary and the global performance of the uni, so improve the QS ranking.
Okay, how would you go about and you can give a very rough idea here, because I know it's quite a tricky question to ask now, but how would you try and go about making sure that student experience is high and up there, and make sure that our global ranking is up there? How would you go about doing that?
Yeah, we will talk with students frequently, and we will hold another project, which is called, which is about to have the personal tutor and academic tutor for one student. So the students, their welfare, well-being, health, and their academic performance are focused by the university, so that student can be seen and heard and being cared about.
I see. Thank you. Is there anything that you would do differently from what you've done this year?
Yes, because this is the first year, so sometimes maybe you can't see all of the problems or like all of the aspects of the from the students. But from this year, we hear a lot and talk with a lot of students, and now we know what is the biggest problem or what they really need for. And the next year, I will focus on what the students are, so the other like aspects that the student need to want to get or want to achieve, then I will help them.
Okay. And one of my final questions, do you enjoy your job? Currently being VP of Education and Welfare, do you enjoy it?
Yes, I really enjoy it, and I think the environment is so kind. My colleagues and leaders are so nice, and students often come. You can talk with students and also university staffs. So I really enjoy it. Yeah.
Okay. Well, I wish you the best of luck. And finally, just to round off on a nice note, how much would it mean to you to get this post again for the next year coming?
Sorry?
How much would it mean to you to achieve this position again?
Oh, it's almost mean everything, because I have my own priority that I want to do for the next year. So if I lost this position, I would be very upset.
Okay. Thanks. I'm Rajan Bisla. I've been interviewing Alma. Sorry, surname?
Yeah, Alma.
Alma, what's your surname?
Guo.
This has been an interview for The Pulse. Alma is running for. Do you want to tell us what you are running for, Alma?
I'm running for education officer.
Brilliant. And yes, thank you for the interview, Alma. Wish you the best of luck.
Thanks.
Thank you for listening to the student union elections on URN 1350. Your vote, your union, your voice. Voting opens on the 9th of March 2026 at 9 a.m. and closes on the 13th of March at 12 midday. Make sure you have your say.